Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, as you probably know, the teaching pastors have been rotating, and Adam and Dean did the majority of the teaching. So I just want to take a chance to share with you one of my favorite passages from Scripture. It's found in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. Here's what it says. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is anything excellent, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about such things. I think the passage is important for us now because, you know, we're in a phase of our life where we are under the control of a pandemic, and it makes our lives feel like they're out of control. The enemy that we have, you can't even see. You just see the results of it. And for many of us, if you're like my family, you're just kind of annoyed because we can't go anywhere. We're a little bit stir crazy. Our church can't meet in mass. All of our groups are online. And it just feels like our conveniences have been taken away from us. For some people, this is probably the worst time of their life. They're watching loved ones suffer if they're not suffering themselves. And it's just really difficult. So how do you deal with that? And I think the passage really speaks to it. Where it says, rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. That means rejoice in the Lord even when life is difficult, even when you're stir crazy, or even when you're suffering. Well, how do you rejoice in the Lord always? It says, for the Lord is at hand. You have to remember that He is in this with us, that He knows our pain, He knows our struggles, He knows what we're going through. And then it says, but don't be anxious about anything. And if you have, you know, people who in your life who are like the worry people, you know what I mean? Anxiety is normal for them. I think there's a certain percentage of our population that that's just true of. They just are more prone to worry than others. But here's what it says. Don't do that. Let all of your requests, everything that you're struggling with, be made known to God through prayer with thanksgiving, meaning being thankful for every situation, knowing that God will use it for something better, that God will use it to sharpen you, to shape you, to challenge you. And let all those requests be made known to God. It's an act of faith to place your concerns at the feet of God. Then it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is a part I cannot explain because there's no equation for it. When God is promising to give you peace in the midst of a struggle, that is on Him to provide that. But when you lay your concerns at His feet, something does happen. I can think of the people I know who have struggled the most, that have trusted in Christ. They seem to have a peace that does not seem readily explainable. I've experienced that in my life on many occasions, as I hope that you have. But I would challenge you to lay your concerns at the feet of Christ. So if you need to list them out, make a list. If you need to talk them through with a friend and pray together, do that. But take all of your concerns one by one and take them to the Lord. And then finally, brothers, and this is where the battle really takes place for your heart. It takes place first in your mind. It says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's anything excellent, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about such things. Now, I want you to imagine, okay, you're full of worry, you're struggling, and you know, you have a list of things you're worried about, but you take those to God. That's what you do first. You thank God, you rejoice in who He is, and then you take your concerns to God. And then the next thing you do is you make a list of all of the beautiful things in your life, the things that are true, noble, praiseworthy, honorable, excellent. And you make a list of those things that are true, not the what ifs, not the if this happens, not the if this didn't happen. Don't worry about the things that aren't true. Just focus on the things that are true and thank God for those things. Make that the list of things that you're thanking God for and let your mind dwell on those and watch what God does with that. I just want to say that to you as a way of encouragement and hope that it'll help you, especially if you're struggling with worry right now, but also as a way to keep your heart focused on God. It starts in the mind, but allow that to sink into your heart, that He's in control, He knows what He's doing, and He will use all things together for the good for those who are called according to His purposes and those who love Him. Father, I pray that You would help us to have sound, peaceful hearts that focus on things that are true. God, we do have needs. We have concerns. We do know people who are suffering. We do know people who have lost jobs. But I also know, God, that You are true and You have a plan and a purpose. I pray You help us to submit completely to those and that You would pull through and answer our requests, Lord. Wherever you're at, just take a second and just submit your heart to Christ and help your heart to dwell on the things that are true of who He is. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. God bless.